Welcome to the 16th episode of the Volley Talk podcast. My name is Tasha and I am your host for today. Now, if you have been following beach volleyball in 2021, then there's one team that you will definitely be familiar with, Team Qatar. They've had huge amount of success this year, having competed 3 finals in Cancun, winning 2 silvers and 1 gold. And then in Ostrava, another silver medal, and they just keep getting better and better. And I got so curious that I wanted to dig in deeper and find out the stories behind this amazing team. So today, I present to you the Sharif from Qatar. Enjoy the podcast. So, Sharif, who is Sharif in a tweet?
I can say Sharif is he's a fun guy. And in the same time, he's a freak also.
Why do you say that you're a freak?
Yeah, because, you know, I'm like in the court, I mean. So I'm like, I have like a natural, you know, DNA that what I have, maybe some others, they don't have it. Like, I don't have to work so hard like what the others I do, but I jump harder. People always asking me, oh, how much you deadlift, how much you squat? I said, how much you bench pressing, because you spike so strong. I said, I even cannot do bench press. I don't do bench press. I don't do bench press. I can't. The maximum maybe is 50 kilo, maximum. So, and they told me, how come you spike so hard? I said, you know, people are different. Each one have his God-giving and, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I use that word to call it myself.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think this is the genes, you know, you're gifted.
Yes, yes. The DNA are not the same. The veins are not the same, you know. Yeah. Each one have his God-giving. So mm-hmm. Each one, you just need to live what you have and, you know, just play or do who you are. Don't try to copy, because me, I'm different. Some are not different. Some are different also. Mm-hmm. So some can make bench press 100 kilo and spike so strong. In me, it's not the same. So that's how life is. So each one just need to live how he is.
Wow. Okay. So how did you get into beach volleyball then?
Yes, I am. I started in LJH in Qatar. And I start with juniors, and then they knew that I can be something, because I have the potential. I was jumping higher, I move quick and all this stuff. I have a good cardio. So, and then once I joined LJH, so they invite me to play the national team. I just play one tournament underage I just play one tournament. So I played the world champ under 21. So, and we did good. We lost against Australia, and what we did good in the qualification. So they knew that if they invest on us, so they can do something. So, and then 2015, that was 2014, 2015, end of 2014, beginning of 2015. So I started to play with Jefferson. Mm-hmm. So, and then that's where everything started. So it was not an easy process. So, because a long process, I can say maybe I get some success earlier. Mm-hmm. As I can say, the 2012 Olympics, I was watching it like a fan. And then mm-hmm. I didn't know that the next Olympic, I'm going to be there.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah, that was good.
Sharif, if I'm not mistaken, you were not originally a Qatari, am I right?
Yeah.
So what was that story? Did you move to Qatar to play
volleyball?
Yes,
I moved because I moved there because I have family also there.
Oh.
I moved there because I have family there. My cousin was there. Most of my family were there. They just moved from US to there. So I moved there. And then I joined the club. And then that was just, I said I would just try 1 year. Because back home, there were not so much good things in beach volleyball. So I moved mm-hmm. there. And then I make a tryout. And I think that's how I end up right now.
So have you ever played indoor volleyball?
Never.
Never. So you immediately started with beach.
I don't even know. I don't even know the rotations.
Oh my God. This is the first time I'm hearing this because usually everyone they play indoor first and then only they go to
No,
beach.
I because I was living in front of the beach, so most of the sport that I was
Oh.
playing was most of the sport we were playing was like beach soccer, swimming, surfing, beach, all sport that is related to beach. So, and I even don't like indoor either. But I played one it one time. I played one time in the national team. And then they just invite me because they need players in that time. So we did good. We won the GCC and then we finished fifth in the Asian Championship. But I was like every time the coach needs to tell me, oh, that's the rotation. After you need to stay here. Then from there you go there.
Wow.
I
Oh
was
my
like,
God.
okay. Yeah. Sounds crazy.
Yeah, it really is crazy. So yeah, beach volleyball is good. No rotation needed.
Yeah, I thought like you can dig the ball and go straight up to the net and spike the ball. They told me like, oh, whoa, relax, it's not beach.
Okay. So who or what inspires you along this whole beach volleyball journey?
Yeah, I got so many players that they really inspired me. Like especially I got so many players, so like I can say especially the Brazilians and the Americans. Yeah, I can say for Americans, Phil was like my one of my childhood heroes. So, and then most of my friends they would get used to call me the Allison because I just hit the ball. I didn't make sure. I just hit the ball, and in the block I was good. I was getting high block, and and Ricardo and some European teams like I can say Doppler, Clemens Doppler, and Sean Rosenthal and Gibb. They were really. I get used to follow them like watching all the game in the back in my childhood on YouTube, watching sticking how they play, try to copy them and try to be dreaming to be one day like them. So that was my childhood heroes.
Wow, so now that you are here and now that you are playing against your idols, how does that feel?
It feels great, it feels great. By the time I gain so many experience, so many, I get mature by the time. So and then I was like, oh, the first time I played the World Champ, I remember we were in the same pool with Alisson. I was like, whoa, I'm in the same pool with my heroes, and then before the game. We met, we supposed to practice. No, they supposed to practice before us. It was in Netherlands, in Apeldoorn, and they were there. And then they finished practice, and I just arrived. And we just arrived. And then I see him, I was like, wow. So this guy, he's huge like this. I was like, thin like this. And then, yeah, it was, I think it was one of the best. I mean, we played against them. It was a tough game. We lost 2-1. We won the first set. Everybody was like, "Who's this guy? This guy is so skinny and he jump like crazy. Who's this guy?" Like, when you are fun, you said, "Okay, I'm just playing with this guy, just gonna have fun." I was not putting too much pressure on me. And like, but now it's over. Like, never mind. But now it's over. Now I have people that I'm their childhood hero. So now it's not obvious. More about the competition, how to win them, and it's more about that right now.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, looking up to your idols and then now being able to not only being able to play against them, but beating them
But beat
also.
them, yes. That's a really nice feeling. That means that I can be something. So that's one of the motivation right now I have.
Yeah. So speaking about that, this year you and Ahmad, you were in three finals in Cancun, two silvers, one gold, and then one silver in Ostrava. So what do you think is the secret behind all this, improvement and success?
I think it was a long process because we start to play on 2018, the first tournament we played. 2017, end of 2017, in the first tournament we played, we won the Asian tour. That was the first time because since 2014 we didn't play again. So he moved to indoor, and then I stayed. Yes, and then he come back 2016 in beach with different partners. So we get matures in that time. Each one have better skills. In 2018, we have now. Yeah, we grown and we have better coach. We have now Mariano Barassietti. He's a world champ from Argentina. So very good experience. So we start the process. So and we trust the process. So he told us it won't be easy. You guys are now maybe 2020, 20. We start with him, I think 24 when we were 23. He told us he started to play when he was 20, 21, and then he won a world champ 7 years after. When he was 28, he won the world champ. So it was a long process. He said, don't hurry. And then in the beginning, we finished third in the first four-star tournament in Qatar. And then, and then after that, we finished third in Vienna. And and then we're like, yes, we can do something. So we just the process. We had discipline, hard work, and patience. That was the secret.
Yeah, I think that is so important because I think a lot of people, they are very impatient, right? They want to see
Yes.
results fast.
It's impossible. It's impossible. You can be lucky in the beginning. You can have some good results, but it's a long process. For sure, there will be some up and down. And when these things come, just be patient and discipline and patient and hard work. Work hard the much as possible you can. For sure, one day it will pay off. For sure. For sure.
Wow. Yes.
Because in during the pandemic, like I can say, during the pandemic, just in the beginning last year, we didn't stop. We didn't stop knowing that there is no tournament. All the tournaments got canceled. We were like, why we practice? We were like, why we train? But we said, we want to be something. So we were practicing. We practiced maybe things. May since April, end of April to August, we didn't stop. So we were like practicing every day, working, not practice, not to maintain, but we were working really hard. We were working, trying to improve ourselves physically and getting better skills. And yeah, we knew that it's gonna pay off for sure. And then now, when people see us, we are fourth final in a row. They are like, oh, you guys play good, but they don't know what we were doing. They don't know what we've been through. So everybody was saying, you guys are physically okay, but okay, we are physically okay, but we work hard. Nobody wouldn't come with us and run do some running stuff with us. They was like, no, we can't. So we work hard too.
Yeah, well, the whole world was resting and like still recovering. You were like, nope, we are just gonna push it.
I mean, it was not easy. Three tournament in a row was tough in Cancun, the same place. You don't go nowhere. Every day you win, and then okay, you have your mind. You go to the room, you rest. Okay, I have to do it again. And then after you finish, okay, you have to do it again. In total, 21 games.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
That
but
was fun.
yeah, in the end you won the gold and that was so amazing. I watched the match. I was like, yes.
I was. Yes, the first time you lost, and then the second time you lost, and the third time you can say, okay, it's over. I'm tired. You, I'm already, now I already made it to the Olympics, but you were like, nope. We keep pushing. Yeah.
So, Sharif, what do you think was you and your toughest challenge you know, along your whole journey, and what lesson do you think that taught you?
I think we had so many challenges that was really tough. You think like today is over, today you don't, you're not gonna success, today you won't lose. But I think the first things that we have in our mind is we keep pushing, never give up. Even when we don't play good, we don't give up. We keep, you can see that these guys are not playing good, but they are fighting. They are not playing good, but they are fighting. Just keep fighting. Just keep fighting no matter what. Even you are playing the seed number one, just keep fighting. You keep fighting because maybe they can relax it a bit and then you are still fighting and then you can win. So like the last tournament in Cancun, everybody was tired. Because nobody didn't play the same games that we played.
Yeah.
Everybody they play the first and the second round, they are out. They have two, three days off.
Yeah.
And then come back again. And then for us, we were like, we just have one day.
Yeah.
We just have one day. And that one day we were not sleeping. On that one day we were practicing too. So just keep pushing no matter what. Keep fighting. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think this goes back to what you said earlier about patience, right? You have to have the patience to
You have to have pushing. The patience, yes, yes. You just have to have patience and then just keep pushing. Patient, keep pushing, yeah.
So do you think this patience is something that you already had inside you or is something that
We had it because also we have very good coaches, so they always remind us, patient, just keep working. No matter, even you cannot run fast, but if you can walk, just walk. But you are not giving up. You're not saying, oh, okay, I cannot run, so no more. I will give up. No, if you cannot run 100%, just run 50%, but you don't quite. So you know what I'm saying? You don't quite. So it's that also, it's really stuff that we've learned also with our new coach.
Wow, yeah, such powerful words.
Yeah, we had it, but he helped us to put it out.
Yeah.
Because he know that we work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very happy for us, so.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think a good coach who will remind you of this
thing. Yes, because everyone can train people, but being a coach is different.
Mm-hmm.
Being a coach is different. You can have the best practice session you have, but if you, especially in beach volleyball, if you are not a really good coach, know how to know your player, what they have inside of them, and then how to put it out. You need to be there first. If you are a player, you can understand that. But if you are not a player, maybe you can say, oh, this guy, I don't have good skills, this, but you don't know what they have inside.
Yeah. So do you plan on being a coach one day?
Yeah, you never know. So you never know. But let's see. Now I have so many years to play.
Yeah, so of course.
And then after, we will see.
Yeah, that's cool. So, Sharif, do you have any pre-competition routine?
Normally no. Sometimes I can have good mood, I can listen to some music and, you know, calm in the practice. I know, calm before the game, just have fun, just calm. Okay, now I won't touch the ball right now, having fun, laughing, blah blah blah. That's talking some shit, talking everything. I don't know. Sorry for cursing.
It's okay.
So yeah, that's my routine. Like when I just come, when my face is down, to me off today, he's not okay. But when I come laughing, hey, how are you, man? What's up? What's this? Then he's here.
So,
that's my routine.
Let's say if you're in a not such a good mood, how do you bring yourself to a good mood, you know, to play the game?
Yes, it's a really tough part for me because, you know, each one have their weakness and the point that they are really good. But me, sometimes I need to, maybe in the warm-up, I can be like, okay, I can be cool within the game when the game start. Sometimes I like to, you know, when this guy is playing good, I like to create some problem and to get that motivation. Ah, this guy wants a problem. Okay. Now, okay. Now I want to play now. Now I want to play. And then I take from that. It's not something bad, but, you know, it's, you know, in the tour, maybe people are different, but with some players, we talk so much shit in the court. It's about, you know, some they even think, I want problem. I said, I don't want a problem. I'm just, you know, trying to put the sport in another level. You know, with the veterans, they want like too much respect in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you imagine like, you know, the last time we played in Cancun, we block and then celebrating, yeah, staring it down. You know, people really love that. this is bringing the sport in another level.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. So that's like, there was even one time in Cancun, we lost against Adrian Carambola. Just some, because it was in the second tournament. The first tournament, we beat them.
Yeah.
And then I posted, I said, today was quattro formaggi. We beat them because they are Italian. You know?
Uh-huh.
I said, today I had quattro formaggi. And then he saw that and he was like, okay. And then the next tournament, we were in the same pool. And then we won the first game. In the second game, we were playing them. And then the second game, we lost it. And then he was screaming, like, it was live. After the game, he was crying, yes, no quattro formaggi, no quattro. But that was no personal. That's all love, you know. He's my guy, you know. We talk too much shit in the court. And then, you know, like, and then after I said, okay, the next time I will order the caprese. I will not order quarter from Maggi. And then the last game we did the second tournament in the semifinals. Yes, we played them and then we beat them. I said, yeah, you see. And then after we were talking so much shit, I said, okay, now you see, you were screaming at me and now look what you had.
Ah, okay. So it's basically just you know, finding the fun inside the game.
Yes,
right?
Fun. Yes. You know, we need to, you know, the sport need to be not like like tennis. We are not like tennis. Tennis, okay, they can have too much of it because there's one guy in the court. Beach volleyball is fun. Like back in the days, like in the 90s, you see how the players, they do like this.
Oh yeah.
They cut your hair. They do the sign of cut your hair just after a block, and that was really fun. And that time was really fun. Some they don't take it as a fun part, but it's part of the sport right now. So the sport needs to grow, and then with that, we have the marketing will be more higher.
Yeah, because people like to be entertained, and when they see these
things,
and then they'll be
they were like, oh, this guy is cool. This guy is cool. Yeah, that was cool. And you know, it's really nice.
Yeah, and you know what? When I watch you play, right, it's like you're this cool, like fierce guy. You know, you're just staring people down after you block them.
That's fun. You know, that's fun. It's nothing personal. It's just fun. You know, I don't do it personal, really.
It's just for the after show, that, right?
Yeah, just for the show. You know, it's like you after amazing rally, you just clapping the hands and then telling the fans to clap the hands and to see, you know, it's like a show, you know.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So, Sharif, when you're in the game, you know, let's say, I mean, there are some times where the points are very close and all. So how do you calm your nerves during those situations?
Yeah, I just, it's because it's just some pass, set and spike. That's the only thing. Is this? There is nothing. There is no secret. There's no secret. How to handle that is just need to focus on each single ball. Because we just focus on each single ball. Because then you have to make side out. You don't have to think about what after the side out. How am I go to make the defense? No, it's side out and then defense. Side out, defense is ball by ball. So we just think about on one point. You just think about on one point, just play the ball. That's it. Because if you think about, oh, it's last point, oh, the score is tied, it's a very heavy weight in on your shoulder and on your mind. So yeah, you just think about it's 1 point. 1 point to go forward.
Okay, so look at it 1 point by 1 point.
1 point by 1 point, yes. Because in each point, the game can change.
Yeah, like what you said just now, right? Even if you're facing a strong team, but if they, start to relax and then you keep fighting and then you can just beat them.
Sure. Because nobody likes to play against a team that they are always fighting, even losing 21, 20, 21-0, 21-5, they are still fighting. Nobody wants to play that. Because they push you to your limit, you know.
So, Sharif, now the Olympics is less than 40 days away. How is your team's training routine like?
Yeah, we are really focused on and try to do our best and make the Qataris back home proud of us, and we are doing our best, inshallah, to make them a better Olympics than the previous one. Yeah.
So you are training in US now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We
So
are training here with the US team here and the Polish team, so it's a good place to prepare because it's hot and humid in Qatar. Back home, I know it's impossible to practice. It's like 40, 45 degrees. It's
man.
yeah, but here it's humid and also it's maximum 35, maximum, I think. And it's a
Okay.
really, it's just similar to Tokyo.
Okay. So after US now, so you're going straight to Tokyo?
No, after US, we're going to start
Oh yeah,
the
just that.
last tournament.
Yes, I forgot about
Yeah,
that.
we have start. We're going to start the last tournament before the Olympics. So from there, we go back home, rest a little bit, and straight up to Tokyo.
Okay, I see. So, Sharif, what are some of the best moments or memories throughout this whole beach volleyball journey that you've had?
We had so much good memories and things we start to play. So I can say the last gold medal we get in Cancun, that was really nice, because just before the tournament I was receiving so many messages. Oh, the next one is yours. The next one is yours. The next one is yours. So and that's. That type of motivation, like that, helped us really to reach that goal. So I can say the last tournament in Cancun, that goal, that was really emotional. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw, when you guys won, you were just like, oh, and you're
Yes.
so happy,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. That was really. We were really happy. Really happy, because imagine. We lost the final twice, and then the next time we were like, oh, maybe we go make it or not. Oh no, we don't know. We are tired playing 16 games in a row, and then now have to add some five or six games again. And yeah, that was really emotional. After that, we were like, we did it.
Yeah, I definitely did it. So keep pushing, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, Sharif, what are the hopes for the future of your career?
Yeah, actually, in Qatar we have the Asian Games 2030, and yeah, that's my goal right now. That's my goal right now. I can play again, maybe two after Tokyo. I can play maybe more Olympics. It's just depend on how my body gonna be, but I think I have the chance, because some players are playing until 40, 45. So I think if they can do it, I can do. So let's see. My goal is to right now it's to play the Asian Games in Qatar 2030. That's my goal right now.
Yeah, nothing beats a
Yeah.
home crowd.
Yes, listen, we never had like a really type of tournament like that at home. The last time they played, I was very young. And right now, we won the last Asian game, so it would be really nice to play the tournament, win it at home.
Yeah. What about
Yeah.
this year's Olympics?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to be in the Olympics. How many teams wanted to be there? So we are there, and it's another tournament. It's just gonna rock it.
I like how you're so chill about it. Everyone's like, oh, the Olympics, the Olympics. And you're like, nah, we're just gonna rock
No,
it.
you're just gonna rock it. Yes, it's just the same tournament. This is nothing. It's just some the same ball, the same court, the same net. There's nothing changed. Nothing changed. So we're just gonna go there, have fun, and rock it. That's it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I think that's such a cool mentality to have because, like I said, everyone places so much importance on the Olympics. Like, oh, it happens once in every 4 years. It's the deal.
Yes.
And I think that gives so much pressure, right? Right. So.
Yeah, that was that's a heavy weight you're putting on yourself for nothing. So we just go there and then have fun, because we play better when we have fun. So we just have fun and enjoy our games. It's the same ball, same net, nothing changed.
Yeah, that's cool. So, Sharif, now you have your team has grown so much and you are one of the top teams in the world. So, how do you use your platform to grow beach volleyball in Qatar?
No, because we are using like this platform to inspire more kids to come to play, because after this final strike we had, people really know what we can do, and people are so many kids. Once we go back home to the facilities, kids are oh, congrats guys, congrats guys, you guys are the best, you guys can do it, you guys, you guys. So this girl, this mean that they are paying attention on us. So, and every time when we go there, we sometime I go there, have fun with some youngers, and trying to motivate them. They said, yes, how you do this? They ask so many questions. I said, it's this, and they really want it. So I feel that when they come to us, ask us, you feel that they really want it. So really, kids are really getting interest right now in beach volleyball.
So beach volleyball is growing a lot in Qatar
It's
now.
growing, yes,
Oh, that's
it's
great.
growing. Yeah, you might be see some other guys, other Sharif and Ahmed in
Yeah,
the
for
next
sure.
5 years. You'll
Yes.
see for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So, Sharif, besides beach volleyball, what else do you like to do?
Oh, I like so much things, but I like more to watch basketball and NFL. I like also to play PlayStation. Yeah, that's my favorite hobby.
Ah, so
I like it.
besides beach volleyball, like you said, you watch this basketball and football, but do you play
Basket,
those
football.
sports?
I was playing
Oh,
basketball.
okay.
I played basketball in my high school, but I didn't love it really, because I was moving quick. When you get used to jumping in the beach, and then you move to indoor, like, you are more quicker than the others. Yeah, so I was jumping, and then they said, "Oh, you can be good." I said, "No, I don't like this sport. I don't know. For fun, it's okay, but for being a professional, nah. My heart goes for more for beach volleyball."
Okay.
Yeah.
So you love beach volleyball and all, but at some point, you have to retire and all, right? Because our bodies get old and all. So
Yes.
what are your plans
Yeah,
after
sure.
you retire from beach volleyball?
Yeah, I might be wanting to work in the sport, or trying to get them to learn more in a different sport, or just work in beach volleyball. Not the coaching area, but I really wanted to work in the management on different sport, and give the experience we had in beach volleyball and put all together. That could be that could be really nice. And for example, just going to to basketball and trying to learn there how they work, how are their ethic, and you know, that's one of my projects right now.
Okay, so what inspires you to do that? Why do you want to learn more about other sports?
Because right now the sports are all sports are growing right now, scientifically also all sports are growing, and the science now it's getting into it. So in beach volleyball, I mean, every day with our physical coach Pablo Bernardi, we are working every day with him, and with everything he said, I ask why. Then I take note. I ask why this. So I want to learn that in different sport, and then try to put all this together and to make something, to build something.
Okay. It sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
So Charif, what do you think your strengths are, both as an athlete and a person, that make you who you are today?
I think it's my faith on God and my family. That's the things that I don't. It's one of the really, really important things for me. My family and my faith on God. That's right. If I just say it in one word, it's like that's what make me who am I right now. Especially for family, friends, yes. That's really important for me.
Yeah. So just curious, Chiri, are you the only person in your family who plays beach volleyball?
Not only beach volleyball, sport. Because my mom, she's an architect. My father was expert in mechanic, in general mechanic. And then my sisters, I have two sisters. One working on human resource, and then one is in contability, and one of my brother is also human resource. So I'm like the weird kid. I'm like the weird kid of the family.
Yeah, so that's crazy. I mean, like, everyone else is just like a normal like day jobs, and then you are like the top athlete in the world.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, when they ask me what you want to be in the future, I said I want to be a professional beach volleyball. They were laughing. They were like, "What? Beach volleyball?
What's that?"
Well, I just wait. Once I made it to the Olympics, they were like, "Yeah, we are really super proud of you. We will every time, you know, support you." And you know, that's the challenge in life. So you don't have to quit before because of some people say, you're not good at this. No. It's impossible, because one day for sure the hard work, the energy, the time you put on that thing will pay off for sure.
Yeah, that's really crazy. So Chirif, what is it about you that people don't know, but you wish more people knew about you?
I think people, I'm not the kind of guy that I hide things from me. I just show everything. Like, how am I? How I'm talking to you right now? That's how am I. I don't hide nothing. I like to, you know, I'm a direct guy. I show you who am I. You don't like good, you don't like it. Good also, it doesn't make no change for me. Because I don't have no secret. I'm a fun guy. Like, how am I right now? That's how am I in real life.
Yeah, I can really tell that. I mean, like I said, before speaking to you, I thought you were this like cool, you know, like chill guy. Like, because I see you on court, right? It's so different. It's like two different people. Yeah. But then now after speaking to you, I understand that is just a show to entertain the audience. And
yes.
Yeah, I'm really having so much fun speaking to you now.
Yeah, I'm a fun guy, you know.
Yeah. So, Charif, knowing what you know now, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Yeah, I would say, like, Just like I said in the before, like said before, it's discipline, hard work, and patience. I've been through that. People were saying that to me. I was like, "What this guy are saying? Patient, what? I want to be this in a few years."
Yeah.
But once you get into the process, into the process, you understand that yeah, they were right. It's patient, hard work, and discipline. Yeah, it's some very important things that this young generation, that's what I would advise them to put it in their mind. Yeah, work the hardest possible you can, and be the most disciplined that you can. Respect everything, the work. Don't complain about nothing. Just keep doing it, even you don't like it, but do it like you like it.
Do it like you like it. Learn to love it.
Yeah, you know, you just don't do it. I'm just doing it because I know you. Every day I do some things that I don't like. I come like the last tournament in Cancun. You could say, "Oh, this guy really want to win," but inside me, I was like, "Oh, I'm tired. I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
I don't want to be there." But when you once you see so me playing, you're like, "Oh, this guy is fighting for the gold. This guy is fighting for the gold." Yeah, so that's the secret.
So it's like you like secretly like you're tired and you could give up, but then like you just push it all aside. You know what your responsibility is,
Yes,
you focus on it, do it
yes, yes.
100%.
Just go for it. Yeah, that's the only thing that you should put in your mind. And I think not only me, most of the players in the tour, they put the same mentality there. So it's that's the highest level, you know. That's the highest level. So many challenges daily. Every day there is a new challenge, so you need to know how to face it.
And I think that's what separates your team from, you know, the rest or the good from the great, right? It's about how they look at these challenges, whether they want to listen to their, you know, bad side or they want to
Yeah.
fight it and
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. There is For sure. There is another. There is. You can hear a voice. One voice saying, "Oh, you are tired. Just give it up and go rest." There is another side telling you, "Oh, keep going. Keep going." So that's you need to balance that. And yeah, at the end of the day, that's the difference between the players. The mentality. That's the difference in the highest level. The mentality. That's the only difference. How they think, how they work. Yeah, that's the difference. That's why in the high level, it's really hard to reach the top. It's easy, but to stay there, that's the most difficult part.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you know, maintain your mentality? Like, do you do any mental exercises or anything?
No, because I believe in God, you know. I have a really have a good faith, so everything come. I just said, if I work, I work harder, and then for sure one day I will get something. I'm not in hurry, because in the beginning of the year we lost in Qatar in the quarter final. I was really upset, but I was like, then I pray to God, and then okay, just be thankful to be in the quarter final and get some new points for the Olympics. And then once we moved to Cancun, and like boom, everything was like this. So I was like, that was good for me. I was like, that was good for me. That lose sometime I take this lose. Yeah, that was good. It's a good step. To fail, it's okay. You can fail, but you should be more stronger to get up and continue the process.
Yeah, man. And now you are the second ranked team in
Yeah.
the world, right?
Yeah, we came from 13 to second. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know, just hard work.
Yeah. So, Sharif, unfortunately, we have reached the end of the podcast. It was so
Yeah.
much fun speaking to you, but there's one last question
Yeah,
that
me
I need
too.
to ask you, which is the question I ask all of my guests at the end. So it goes like this. So, Sharif, if you could put a message on the moon for the whole world to see, what would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Wow. what I would say. I would say believe in God.
Yeah.
I would say believe in God because we are each one have a destiny, and the destiny for sure is gonna come. And yeah, just believe in God, good things will come.
Yeah, that's I do, you know, believe that there's definitely a higher power that is, you know, that has planned things out for us and everything, and we just have to believe in it.
Yes. that's how I live, mate. That's how I live. I said, yeah. That's the mentality I have. I don't have any second thought. That's why I'm always cool. Even this doesn't work, I was like on the end of the world. There will be another opportunity. There will be another opportunity.
Yeah, that's so true. So any last words or anything else that you want to say that I didn't touch on that you'd like to share?
Yeah, all good. Like, all good for me.
Man, this is so amazing.
Everything you wanted to know, I've told you. I've told you everything inside me, so.
Yeah, this is so amazing. Thank you so much, Sharif, for taking the time to do this. I did not expect it to turn out this way. This was so much fun.
Thank you. It was fun too to talk to you.
Yeah, so all the best in everything, and of course the Olympics. I'm really looking forward to that. Rooting for you all.
Thank you.
Just start and all Thank the other you. Tournaments that you have, whatever plans you have. And yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes. Keep pushing. Keep fighting.
Wow. That was one of the craziest, funniest, and most exciting episodes that I've ever done. Sharif is truly such a chill, fun dude who's just living his best life and keeps pushing through no matter what. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and don't forget to support Sharif and Ahmad in their road to Tokyo by following them on Instagram. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friend, your teammates, or even your coach, and tag me on Instagram at The Volley Talk Podcast. Thank you once again, and I'll see you in the next episode.